Hello and welcome to our program. Today we are in Hosea chapter 8. If you can, have your Bible ready. Hosea chapter 8, verse number 1, God said, "Set the trumpet to thy mouth. He shall come as an eagle against the house of the Lord, because they have transgressed my covenant and trespassed against my law." We're going to look at this in a minute. Very interesting verse, and we'll look at the rest of the chapter as time permits. Before that, though, listen to this message and song. Am I a soldier of the cross? What do soldiers do? They stand and defend their freedom. We have a freedom today to preach the gospel. We're losing it. It's going. We're not going to have this freedom much longer if we don't wake up. Am I a soldier of the cross?
Am I a soldier of the cross? A follower of the Lamb? And shall I fear to own his cause, or blush to speak his name? Must I be carried to the skies on flowery beds of ease, while others fought to win the prize and sail through bloody seas? Are there no foes for me to face? Must I not stem the flood? In this vile world, a friend of grace to help me on to God. Sure, I must fight if I would reign. Increase my courage, Lord. I'll bear the toil, endure the pain, supported by thy
Hosea, the prophet, has been warning God's people for the last 7 chapters, but they're not listening. And so God says here, verse number 1 at chapter 8, "Set the trumpet to thy mouth. He shall come as an eagle against the house of the Lord, because they have transgressed my covenant and trespassed against my law." Set the trumpet, he said. Now Jeremiah 6, verse number 17 says, "I have set watchmen over you, saying, hearken to the sound of the trumpet. But they said, we will not hearken." And that's much like what we have today. We hear it over and over again. "If my people, which are called by my name, would humble themselves and pray and seek my face, turn from their wicked way, then will I hear from heaven, forgive their sin, and heal their land." My people, we are called Christians. Christians, C-H-R-I-S-T-I-A-N. C-H-R-I-S-T, that's Christ. I-A-N is Greek for one. Christians, we are Christ ones. He said, "If my Christ ones, the people who called by my name, would humble themselves." Forget that. We're not going to bother with that. All right, "Set the trumpet to thy mouth. He shall come as an eagle against the house of the Lord." Now, it's a case of sowing and reaping. We are going to reap what we sow. 6 times in the book of Hosea, we read Hosea 4, verse 7, "They sinned against me." Verse 7 again, "They dealt treacherously against me. They have transgressed against me. They have spoken lies against me. They have rebelled against me. They imagined mischief against me, against me, against me." He said over and over again, they're against me. Well, Jesus said in Matthew chapter 12 and verse number 30, "He that is not with me is against me." And so we're reaping what we've sowed. He said, "You're going to be against me? All right." Then he said, "Set the trumpet." Because he's going to come as an eagle against the house of the Lord. Job chapter 9, verse 26, it says, "The eagle that hasteth to the prey." He's talking about coming again, coming against the house of the Lord, because they've transgressed my covenant. They've trespassed against my law. Verse 2, Israel shall cry unto me, my God, we know thee. Jesus said in Matthew chapter 7, verse 22, many will say to me in that day, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name? And in thy name have cast out devils, and in thy name done many wonderful works? And then will I profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. There's a lot of people who bowed their head, prayed a little prayer, minus repentance, just a little forgiveness prayer, saying, yeah, I believe. Well, the devil believes too, the Bible says, and trembles. There's going to be a lot of people who are saying, well, we know you. What are you bringing judgment on us for? Many will say to me in that day, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name? And in thy name cast out devils? And in thy name done many wonderful works? Why, we had a bus route. We taught Sunday school. We did all those things. Well, if you did not repent, you're not saved. The Bible said, and Jesus said it, except ye repent, ye shall all, that includes people who call themselves fundamental independent Baptists, ye shall all likewise perish if you haven't repented. There's a lot of people who have voted for Christ that are no more saved after they prayed their little prayer than they were before. You can put the right information into a computer and it'll vote for Jesus, but it will not go to heaven. In verse number 3, he said, Israel has cast off the thing that is good, the enemy shall pursue him. They have cast off the thing that is good. Now, Jeremiah chapter 6, verse 16 says, thus saith the Lord, stand ye in the way, and see, and ask for the old paths, where is the good way, and walk therein, and ye shall find rest for your souls. But they said, we will not walk therein. No, and they said back here, set the trumpet, verse 1, and we said in Jeremiah 6:17, I've set a watchman over you, saying, hearken to the sound of the trumpet. But they said, we will not hearken. And so God says, I've had enough. I'm against the house of the Lord. Why? Because Israel has cast off the thing that is good. Oh, we wouldn't do that, would we? Well, check this 1 Timothy chapter 5, verse number 12. Timothy was a pastor of a fundamental church. You understand that, right? And what does it say in chapter 5 and verse 12 of 1 Timothy? They have cast off their faith. They say, like Israel of old, we will not walk therein. Jesus said, except ye repent, ye shall all likewise perish. And Jack Hiles and Curtis Hudson, the Sword of the Lord, a few years ago said Jesus didn't know what he's talking about. You don't need to repent. All you have to do is pray a prayer. You just have to believe. Right. They have cast off their faith. The Bible says, and Jesus said it, except ye repent, ye shall all likewise perish. We're no different than Israel. Our leaders have been leading us astray. And if you do not stand up for what is right today, you're simply following those who are teaching a false doctrine. Verse number 4 says, they have set up kings, but not by me. They have made princes, and I knew it not. Of their silver and their gold have they made them idols, that they may be cut off. Well, they have. It says in Hosea 4:10, they have left off to take heed to the Lord. Hosea 4:12, they have gone whoring from under their God. Hosea 4:18, they have committed whoredom continually. Hosea 5:4, they have not known the Lord. Hosea 5:7, they have dealt treacherously against the Lord. Hosea 5:7 again, they have begotten strange children. Hosea 7:6, they have made ready their heart. Hosea 7:13, they have fled from me. They have transgressed against me. They have spoken lies against me. 7:14, they have not cried unto me with their heart. 8:1, they have transgressed my covenant. 8:4, they have set up kings, but not by me. 8:7, they have sown the wind, and they shall reap the whirlwind. Hosea 9:9, they have deeply corrupted themselves. Hosea 10 and verse number 4, they have spoken words, swearing falsely in making a covenant. Well, we might think about Israel and say, how could they be so stupid? Well, all we have to do is look in the mirror, and we're filled with apostasy today. And we have an example of that in 1 Timothy 5:12, where we read, they have cast off their first faith. 1 Timothy 6:10, they have erred from the faith. This was Timothy's fundamental church. You don't think he would be pastoring a church that wasn't fundamental, do you? No, and apostasy was swelling in then and is swelling in today. Romans 10 and verse number 2 pretty well sums it up. They have a zeal of God, but not according to knowledge. Oh, yeah, we have lots of zeal, just not according to Bible knowledge. Then we read in Hosea 8, verse 5, the calf, thy calf, O Samaria, has cast thee off. God said, the calf of Samaria shall be broken in pieces. Well, Israel had their calves. They had their little idols there in Samaria, and of course we reap what we sow. Hosea 8 and 3 says Israel has cast off the thing that is good, and what do we get? These idols casting off Israel. It says in verse 7, for they have sown the wind, and they shall reap the whirlwind. But it says in Psalm 1, verses 1 through 4, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. Then he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth his fruit in his season, and his leaf shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. What a tremendous promise. Well, what happens, verse 4? The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind driveth away. What did he say in Hosea 8 and 7? They have sown the wind, and they shall reap the whirlwind. What a chaff. What good is chaff? It's useless. You can't build any furniture with it. You can't do anything with it. It's just a useless byproduct. So we read in verse number 8, Israel is swallowed up, now shall they be among the Gentiles. Well, we read in Psalm 137, verses 1 through 4, Israel said, as they were in Babylon, by the rivers of Babylon, there we sat down, yea, we wept when we remembered Zion. We hanged our harps upon the willows in the midst thereof, for there they that carried us away captive required of us a song, and they that wasted us required of us myrrh, saying, sing us one of the songs of Zion. And what did they say in verse 4? How can we sing the Lord's song in a strange land? Well, in verse 8, chapter 8, verse 10 and 11, we see them among the nations. Verse number 12, they are counted as a strange thing. And yet we read in verse 13, they sacrifice flesh for the sacrifices of mine offering and eat it, but the Lord accepteth them not. Oh, they're going to do their sacrifices. They're going to try and play their little religious game there as they are in bondage in the world. We read in verse 14, Israel hath forgotten his maker and buildeth temples. And Judah hath multiplied fenced cities, but I will send a fire upon his cities, and it shall devour the palaces thereof. Once again, we better get it straight. It is appointed unto man once to die, but after this, the judgment.
You have longed for sweet peace and for faith to increase, and have earnestly, fervently prayed. But you cannot have rest or be perfectly blessed until all on the altar is laid. Is your all on the altar of sacrifice laid? Your heart, does the Spirit control? You can only be blessed and have peace and sweet rest as you yield him your body and soul. Would you walk with the Lord in the light of his word, and have peace and contentment Must do his sweet will to be free from all ill. On the altar, your all you must lay. Is your all on the altar of sacrifice laid? Your heart. Does the Spirit control? You can only be blessed and have peace and sweet rest as you yield Him your body and soul. Oh, we never can know what the Lord will bestow of the blessings for which we have prayed, till our body and soul He doth fully control, and our all on the altar is laid. And tell all the love He will send from above. Oh, how happy our hearts will be made. Oh, what fellowship sweet we shall share at His feet when our all on the altar is laid. Is your all on the altar of sacrifice laid? Your heart does the Spirit control? Can only be blessed and have peace and sweet rest as you yield Him your body and soul.